I'd like now to welcome Molly Sturgis and Akushla Bastable. They are doing a production called Life Songs, which is a co-production of the Santa Fe Opera and Little Globe in Albuquerque and Santa Fe this weekend. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Nice to see you.
So the event at 4 o'clock at the National Hispanic Cultural Center on Saturday, and then at 4 o'clock at the Lenzic on Sunday, both free performances. What is Life Songs about?
Life Songs actually started about 3 years ago. It came out of a commission that the Santa Fe Opera had done with me and Little Globe, a big community opera. And we developed some really wonderful relationships with the Santa Fe Care Center and Nursing Center. And following that, we wanted to do a project where we could focus on writing music either one-on-one with people or in small groups. And so the first year, we partnered with the College of Santa Fe, second year with UNM and some other musicians, and Amber Care Hospice in Albuquerque as well.
Young Voices.
And Young Voices of the Santa Fe Opera. And the third year, under the guidance of Andrea Walters at the Santa Fe Opera, who's in charge of education and outreach, the program's grown significantly, and it really is teams of professional artists collaborating with people in nursing centers, in hospice, and writing new pieces that are then performed by choirs, local choirs, UNM choir, and professional musicians. It's kind of this amazing collaboration and celebration.
Now, this is a co-production with the Santa Fe Opera. Do the pieces that we're going to hear on Saturday or on Sunday have an opera sound to them?
Some pieces do, but really I think the opera's interest and investment in this project is these pieces are all about, it's music making, so it's musical collaborations with people. And, you know, opera being sort of a composite of music and voice and everything else, I think it's a really fitting and a beautiful complement to the community programming that we've already been doing. So it's and this project is intergenerational by design. And so from the partnerships that Molly mentioned with Amber Care Hospice in Santa Fe and Albuquerque, also with Santa Fe Care Center, where the whole program really started with Molly and a few ladies over there. And then also with the NHCC and the Lenzic, who are really supporting us in incredible ways this year. We're just really grateful for their support and partnership.
We also have a new, really cool partnership this year with the Santa Fe Complex, where we've created with an artist named Zevin Paulsen adaptive compositional instruments. So some of the participants from Santa Fe Care Center, who are in the nursing center, have been composing pieces using this instrument where you can compose by moving your hands on a table. And these are beautiful pieces. There's a lot of integrated video. There are really a lot of intermedia pieces. And, you know, what I always say is don't come expecting a certain kind of expression. What people want to express at the end of their lives or in times of great transition is varied. There are people who love country western music. There are contemporary new music pieces. It's really varied. But above all, it's really about people meeting each other heart to heart and creating something together that means something to all of us.
And what people create and what people are interested in at the end of their lives is not something that usually gets public expression. It's usually very much confined to the family.
And that's what's really beautiful, I think, about this for us as artists. And that's just something I really feel is important to mention, that as artists, this has been an incredible journey to go on and an incredible opportunity to have, because you're engaging with people who have had significant lives and very different lives, but there's the shared humanity and the different ways of expressing our shared humanity that's what's so beautiful about the concert that's going to happen. From, as Molly was saying, like from barbershop quartet to there's a waltz piece in there. There's a very contemporary piece in there. There's a kind of bluegrassy feeling song in there. It's really, and people are very different in how they, in what they want to express at the end of their lives, of course, as well. Some great joy, and then others, you know, there's one piece in there that is called Shadows of the Night, and Molly collaborated on the writing of that with a lovely woman called Mary Gilmore in 2008, And it's about having a fall and finding yourself one day, you know, in a nursing home and not really knowing quite what happened to get you there. So it's quite extraordinary.
Life Songs is happening at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque at 4:00 on Saturday, tomorrow, the 1st of May. And you can reserve tickets by calling 505-724-4771. And Sunday, the 2nd of May at 4:00 at the Lenzig Performing Arts Center, also a free event, and you don't even need to reserve tickets. You just show up at the Lenzig. Molly Sturgis and Akushla Bastable, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.